Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
We're Chicago's very own WGN.
John Hanson in for Bob Surratt this week. He's enjoying a nice week off, as he deserves. I'll be here till 9 o'clock every single morning. Before the break, I was telling y'all that I hadn't been to a Chicago Sky game and that I think we're paying a lot more attention to women's sports as we should. And then I went ahead and said the Chicago Sky and the Chicago Red Bulls. Of course, it's the Red Stars, and I think that I exemplify part of the problem there of not even being versed enough to know. I know that, but I didn't say it right. It should roll off the tongue.
It's the Red Stars.
It is the Red Stars, yeah. Of course, Dave.
They opened the season yesterday.
Yeah, in fact. And I should know that. We all should know that and pay more attention. Dave Ennen knows that. Annie Costable knows that from the Chicago Sun-Times. I just wanted to admit that even I got it wrong there. And Annie, you had some incredible coverage over the weekend. Thanks for joining us here.
Wow, guys, thanks for having me. And thanks for shouting out the Red Stars. I think that's a common occurrence. Not a lot of people are in tune, but they're getting in tune. And that's the... That's the point.
Exactly. I think we've kind of reached this point of more people paying attention, especially here in Chicago, attending games. Chicago Sky, obviously the last year the pandemic was messy, but I think it was 2 years ago they made the playoffs, losing to Las Vegas by 1 point, but there's been this sort of growth in them, and then boom, the biggest star in women's hoops comes to Chicago. You did a great write-up of her in the Sun-Times. How much does Candace Parker's presence change not only the team, but in terms of this city paying attention to what they're doing?
I mean, it's like an instant change. Just there's no denying it. You hear from people on the street, you see the buzz on social media, and she just, that's what she does. She's the star of the league and one of the faces of the league. And for her to make the decision to return to, you know, Chicago, she grew up in Naperville. That's such a phenomenal thing, not only for her career, but for the league in general, because, you know, a conversation I was having recently with someone, you know, that covers the league was that storylines like this is what brings people in. And we get attached to these storylines in other sports. And when people cover these storylines, it gives fans something to, like, you know, get invested in.
Right. I feel like this is like a little chicken and the egg a little bit. I think some people say, well, I don't know that much about the WNBA because I don't read that much about it. And then people say, well, they don't cover it because not enough people want to read about it. Where do you fall in that? Does the media have to kind of, I don't want to say help out, but does more coverage, does this thing kind of snowball once you get the ball rolling down the hill?
Oh, yeah, I totally do not agree with that. Like, I don't think that makes sense that it's like we'll cover it when people start following it, because that's not how it works. That's not how you build a readership. That's not how you build a following. And that's not how any of these professional men leagues were built. You know, the NBA for a long time was playing on tape delay. I think as recently as the 80s was when they were still playing on tape delay. And you think about some of the players that were playing in that league at that time, like, that's insane. And so as members of the media, we have to give our time. We have to invest our time. Our editors have to commit to covering these teams, whether we get the clicks right away or not, because the clicks and the subscriptions are coming, but it also takes commitment to doing it, and not just doing it when it's trendy, not just doing it the one time because Candace Parker is home. It's like, show up to the games, cover it every day, cover it every week. Like, that's what's going to make a difference.
Can you let everyone know what exactly, like, I mean, our game's going to be following the regulations of obviously COVID stuff going on, but is attendance expected to grow this year compared to old previous years? Obviously last year's a weird exception, but is there anticipation of ticket buying? Like, tell us if this is making a difference financially and with people going to the games.
Well, definitely. I mean, it's hard to gauge exactly what the growth will be because of COVID and because of obviously last year them playing in the bubble. There's like, you know, that break in comparison to what the growth would be. And then definitely Candace Parker coming home, the anticipation is that that's absolutely going to raise ticket sales. But again, you have to gauge that against the pandemic because they're not going to be able to sell out the arena the arena, at least to start the season. So Sky owner Michael Alter, I spoke to last week about this, and they are anticipating to have similar restrictions as the Bulls and the Blackhawks. So they won't be able to have like full capacity at the stadium, but they are expecting to have fans at the stadium for the home opener this Sunday against New York. So fans will be there. It just is going to be difficult to gauge that growth, at least to begin with, if we aren't, you know, able to open, or I say we, but if they aren't able to open up, you know, to full capacity.
For sure. Hey, I know you didn't write the story because of this, but your tweet yesterday caught my eye. You said that yesterday's Sun-Times Sports Saturday cover was a profile of a woman, the one and only Candace Parker, written by a woman, photographed by a woman, and designed by a woman. I had people sending me pics of their daughters reading this. It isn't lost on me how meaningful that is. I'm hoping you could expand on that a little bit.
Oh, that makes me emotional hearing you read it like that. It's super special because, like, growing up, my grandma used to bring home the paper, and so I grew up in a household where the paper was just, like, at our kitchen table every day. But I also grew up in a house where, like, when I said I wanted to get into journalism, it wasn't my mom, but it was people around us that was like, oh, okay, you'll be on TV. Like, that's, you've got the personality for it. Like, you've got the height. Like, that's where you belong. And not that I took that as a diss or anything, but now being in this position and getting to write 3,000 words on one of the most phenomenal women, period, not just in sports, to have it photographed by a woman, to have it designed by a woman, and then to have young girls seeing Candace Parker's face on the cover, seeing the byline is the name of a woman, seeing Ashley Rezin Garcia's name under all the photos, and Akiko is our designer, so her name wasn't in the paper, but like that carries so much weight because these young girls are seeing themselves. And I mean, as a white woman, I am not lacking representation. So I do not want it to sound like I grew up without representation, but we know that representation matters. And so for young women to see women doing it, it impacts them. And there's just no denying that. And so especially in a sports landscape where all of these spaces are really dominated by male voices and white male voices, like it was so meaningful to hold that paper. And I didn't even realize it was all women involved until it came out. And then me and Ashley were talking and we're like, wait, this was a woman project. Like this was all women on this.
Yeah. That's great. I loved seeing that tweet, and that got me into the story, too, which is awesome. But, of course, I should have read it on my own, and I have now. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Annie, how will the Sky be perceived, or how are they looked at right now around the NBA, or with the addition of Candace Parker, with a big road win on Saturday? How are they looked at?
Well, the Mystics, that was the Sky's third win against the Mystics since losing Elena Daladon and 2017, who wanted to leave Chicago. She was drafted by Chicago. So that was a staple win. But also, like, the addition of Candace Parker, do not get me wrong, is huge and instantly raises this team to championship contenders. But the pieces around Candace were there, too. So when you look at Diamond DeShields, Kalia Copper, Courtney Vandersloot, Allie Quigley, Stephanie Dolson, and then all of these incredible bench players, like they are not lacking in talent. And then on top of it, you add Candace Parker, like this team, what they're capable of, I think is, like we said, championship contenders, absolutely, but it's a long season. So, you know, one game, they obviously had a staple win, winning by almost 20 points, but that's just one game.
Yeah.
So now they've got to keep it rolling.
For sure. Hey, we got a text, by the way, 773. I read that article just last night. It was great. Makes me want to go see the Sky play. See, that's what we're talking about here, Annie.
Oh, my God. I love that.
There we go.
Oh, my God. I love that so much. Shout out to them.
Annie, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Annie Costable from the Chicago Sun-Times.